go back to the RDS, our reporter Aaron McElroy at the Young Scientists Exhibition. Morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Gavin. It's all about to get started here in the next few minutes whenever the doors open for the students to get in here and get their posters up on the display stalls. There were almost 2,000 entries for this year's competition, and for the exhibition here in the hall today, 550 projects will be on display. That's the work of around 1,000 students. You can hear the buzz is starting to get a little bit louder in the RDS, and it will just continue to increase right through today to the opening ceremony and all through the rest of the week.
Tell us a little bit about the projects that are up.
So the competition, it's all about STEM, and the projects are split into five categories of technology, biological and ecological sciences, social and behavioural science, chemical, physical and mathematical sciences, as well as health and well-being. So there really is something for everyone here. And I took a quick walk around this morning to look at a few of the stalls, what the research has been presented. Interesting to see that nearly a quarter of the projects are using or examining AI, which just shows how the students are looking at modern and futuristic aspects of science. And one of those projects which caught my eye was Secure Hands, which is an Irish sign language translation tool that uses AI and machine learning for critical first aid response. It was created by Dana Kearney, who told me more.
When an emergency responder arrives at the scene of an accident, they open up Secure Hands, and the first thing that they do is they play an introductory video that is custom made with both an ISL video and a transcript. They arrive on scene, they play this video to the deaf person. They then ensure that the deaf person is deaf and communicates through ISL. The deaf person is shown sort of the terms of consent and how their data will be stored through a video, both ISL and a transcript. And then once they confirm that they consent, the model takes a short video of the deaf person doing any sign. It can currently interpret between about 20 different signs, but as you said, it's a proof of concept model. It's proving that it can be done, so then we can go out and see what can happen in the real world when you start to use it for more things, when you try and like get the model to understand ISL's grammatical structure as it's different to that of Irish or English. Then it translates the Irish sign language to either English or Irish, depending on which the emergency responder selects, so it's accessible to whichever language people speak. And then it gives back the transcript, and the emergency responder can play like certain videos of different signs being done to ask questions or sort of comfort the person so that the care that they receive is more accurate.
Another project that I thought was really interesting was DiAssist, which is a smart diabetes management system with personalised diet insights and emergency alerts, again incorporating AI into monitoring health. Adele Walsh, Orla Curran and Erin Jude Cullison are the brains behind it, and they told me how the idea came about.
DiAssist is a mobile application centred towards teens with diabetes.
To basically help them to manage their condition, because through all of our research we found that a lot of diabetes apps don't cater towards the mental and social side of it, and teens really struggle with that as is, and having diabetes makes them feel isolated, and often they don't take care of their condition enough because of social and family pressure. So we did a lot of research and tried to help with that.
Most apps are mainly for adults and not teenagers, and teens have to just have normal teens lives with diabetes, and that's just really stressful and really hard for their mental health.
And how did you come up with the idea for this?
So basically one of my family members had diabetes, and one of their main like concerns was just like compatibility with the actual app, because like it wasn't really centered towards like the full circle of diabetes, more like over just like management, but there are so many other aspects that they don't really cover. So that's why we decided to like come up with a mental health centred app for diabetes.
Adele, Orla and Erin, how will a winner be picked?
So all eyes will be on the top prize for the overall winner, who gets €7,500 and represent Ireland at the EU contest for young scientists. But there's over 200 awards up for grabs and a prize fund of more than €50,000, and it will be the judges who decides who takes those prizes home. I have one of them with me now. This is Professor Pat Geary, who's head judge for the chemical, physical and mathematical sciences, also the chair of the Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition Board. Pat, thanks for being with us this morning. What will the judges be looking for at the go round the stalls?
Good morning, Aaron, and welcome to the STRIPE Young Scientist Technology Exhibition. The judges always look for novel ideas, some interesting projects, and, you know, it's the highlight of the exhibition for all the judges to chat to the students, and we really give them an opportunity to tell us what they've done, where the idea came from, what results they've got, and what conclusions they draw. So really they learn at a very early age the scientific method. They will complement that then with fantastic poster displays, and we're looking forward to this afternoon and tomorrow where we judge the students.
And looking around, there is a great variety on display across all different categories.
Yes, you mentioned the five different categories, and really it's all they enter as either individual or group, and they're all the way from junior to intermediate to senior cycle, so all the way from first year up to sixth year. So we really do look forward to chatting to the students.
Pat, Gary, thanks very much for joining us this morning. So that's it from here. Getting busier now, students are going to arrive, and at 2 p.m. the official opening, and looking forward to see what will be the overall winner of the competition.
Open to the public from Thursday to Saturday. Aaron McElroy at the RDS, thank you.